From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other soft information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Manufacturing and trade sectors recorded expansive growth. Nation's five big agendas must not stop. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo highlighted that Indonesia's manufacturing and trade sectors clocked significant growth, as the national trade balance registered a surplus for 27 consecutive months. The president noted in his state budget speech on the 2023 financial note and draft state budget at the Parliament Complex in Jakarta on Tuesday. Indonesia has been successful in addressing the COVID-19 pandemic and bringing about national economic recovery in a relatively short period of time. The recovering manufacturing sector has become the driver of national export performance. The president added the achievement is a testament to the success of the industry's downstream strategies implemented since 2015. Still from Indonesian President Joko Widodo, who emphasized that five big agendas of the nation must not stop despite geopolitical conflicts and crises continuing to haunt the world. President Joko Widodo stated during the annual session of the People's Consultative Assembly and the 2022 joint session of the House of Representatives, or DPR, and the Regional Representative Council, or DPD, at the Parliamentary Complex in Jakarta on Tuesday. The five big agendas comprise, firstly, to continue to conduct the downstreaming process and industrialization of natural resources. According to the president, Indonesia should build an integrated ecosystem for the industry in the country that will support development of the global green economy ecosystem. The last national news comes from Speaker of the Indonesian People Consultative Assembly, or MPR, Bambang Susatyo, expects Indonesia to offer alternative solutions at the 2022 G20 summit to address global political tensions. Susatyo noted in his remarks at the 2022 annual session of the assemblies at the Parliamentary Complex in Jakarta on Tuesday, Indonesia, as a sovereign nation-state, has a strategic role in the global arena. Moreover, currently, Indonesia is holding the G20 presidency. In addition, Indonesia is expected to promote an economic consolidation agenda to achieve strategic global cooperation. We continue with the international news. The government on Tuesday signed a memorandum of understanding with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to strengthen cooperation in healthcare. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, who was on a three-day visit to South Korea, signed the MOU, while Foreign Minister Park Jin and Second Vice Health Minister Lee Ki-il signed it on behalf of the government. Under the agreement, the two parties will seek deepened cooperation via private-public partnership, such as the Research Investment for Global Health Technology Fund and a strengthening of South Korea's and the Foundation's leading roles in the international healthcare sector. Next, we have U.S. President Joe Biden, who has signed into law a $740 billion bill that seeks to reduce inflation and tackle climate change. Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act at a ceremony in the White House on Tuesday, touting the legislation as a victory for the American people. The legislation is regarded to be the biggest climate change response measure in U.S. history, as it seeks to invest $369 billion toward climate and energy policies. We continue with millions of Brits that have cut back on eating since global food shortages and rising energy costs caused food prices to soar in the United Kingdom at their fastest rate in four decades, a survey out Tuesday showed. A YouGov poll commissioned by Times Radio found that 16% respondents were regularly skipping meals to save money, while 4 in 10 put food they usually bought back on the shelf for financial reasons. The last news comes from India that supports Indonesia's chairmanship of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, in 2023, when the Southeast Asia region is faced with various problems that need to be addressed immediately. The support was conveyed by the Indian ambassador to Indonesia, Manoj Kumar Bharti, after attending the Assembly's annual session and the 2022 joint session of the House of Representatives in Jakarta on Tuesday. According to Ambassador Kumar, India, the current situation is a difficult time for ASEAN because there are many issues facing. Therefore, he hopes Indonesia, when carrying out its role as a chairman of the group, will be able to find a way to overcome all issues within ASEAN. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's Diplomatic Corner Hotline, Korean designer present batik motif in the latest menswear creations. Kim Seo-ryong, as South Korean designer, presented batik motifs in men's clothes or menswear as a result of collaboration with the batik label Iwan Tirta Private Collections. The batik motif in his latest collection entitled Resort Collection 2022-2023 appear in various pieces, starting from bomber jackets, flare pants, jackets to long coats, and they were displayed through an online Friday. The designer chose the Santara motif with bright ones because they have a timeless impression and are suitable for established circles in South Korea. The choice of bright colors iconic motifs, weird architectural and deconstructive fashions, silhouettes also give a new breath to the appearance of men's clothes. Kim Seo-rong, who initially worked as a painter, admitted that he appreciated batik, particularly hand-drawn batik. He also revealed the challenges processing words from batik cloth. According to him, sometimes the size of the cloth is limited and has a motif that is also scarce and must be in accordance with the standard. Kim Seo-ryong tries to maintain his design philosophy by presenting structural, tailored pieces and maintaining fluidity. Furthermore, the ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia in South Korea, Gandhi Sulistianto, hopes that this collaboration facilitated by the Indonesian embassy in Seoul can promote the creative economy and Indonesian culture sector in South Korea. Gandhi conveyed this collaboration reflects batik not only as the nation's cultural heritage, but also wearable art and creative products. This first collaboration is also expected to create job opportunities for young Indonesian and South Korean talents. Meanwhile, Chief Executive Officer of PT Irwan Tirta, as the owner of the ITPC, Widiana Sudirman, label explained that Kim Seo-ryong collections is a new achievement that can make batik get the attention of prestigious circles in the international market. It is an honor for him when batik motif of Irwan Tirta is highly appreciated by Kim Seo-ryong, reputable designer in South Korea. That's Diplomatic Corner.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on proclamation of Indonesian independence on August 17, 1945. The American atomic bomb attacks on the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki became the point of Japan's defeat to the Allies. This moment was used by Indonesia to proclaim its independence. On August 12, 1945, Japan, through Marshal Terauchi, told Sukarno, the chairman of the Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence, that the Japanese government would immediately grant independence to Indonesia on August 24. However, the youth fighters refused this. They wanted independence on their own, not a gift from Japan. On August 16, they took Sukarno and Hatta to Rengas Dengklok, which later became known as the Rengas Dengklok incident. The goal was that Sukarno and Muhammad Hatta were not influenced by the Japanese. On August 17 at 10 a.m. Western Indonesia time, the text of the proclamation was read, accompanied by the raising of the red and white flag. Moving on to the event of August 17, 1999, about a powerful earthquake hit Turkey. On August 17, 1999, two earthquakes with a magnitude of 6.7 and 7.4 respectively struck the Izmir region, northwestern and western Turkey. The natural disaster killed 18,000 people and injured 44,000 people. The magnitude of the earthquake made the land along northern Anatolia shifted by 3 meters. Turkey, especially the Anatolia region since 1939, has experienced dozens of earthquakes of the same magnitude. But it was in 1999 that rocked Turkey the most. We end today in history with August 17, 1960, when the Republic of Gabon became independent from France. The Republic of Gabon is a country located in Western Africa. In the 15th century, Gabon was colonized by the Portuguese. Then, in the mid-19th century, France entered Gabon and officially became a French colony. In 1910, Gabon became one of the four regions of French Equatorial Africa, a federation that lasted until 1959. At the Berlin Congress, France abdicated and Gabon gained independence on August 17, 1960 with Léon Mba as its first president. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Aku menunggu cinta. Kamu, namun adakah kau ingin aku? Seperti berbalas, namun terkadang makin enggak jelas. Aku ingin kamu, namun adakah kau ingin aku? Seperti berbalas, namun terkadang makin enggak jelas. Demi Tuhan aku menunggu. Aku menunggu cinta.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
President Joko Widodo affirmed the commitment of the Indonesian government to keep increasing national agricultural production in anticipation of the food crisis that hit some countries. The commitment was stated by the head of state after receiving the Certificate of Acknowledgement from International Rice Research Institute, or IRI, for the country's success in achieving self-sufficiency of rice. The award from IRI to the Indonesian government was handed over by IRI Director General Zhang Bali at the State Palace. President said the government has built some infrastructure in agriculture, starting from dams, reservoirs, and irrigation networks to boost national agricultural production. Besides infrastructure, the government also uses superior varieties of rice, implements intensification and extensification so that the country can achieve a rice self-sufficiency with surplus rice production in the last 3 years. According to Statistics Indonesia, the national rice supply in April 2022 was even the highest with 10.2 million tons. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo appreciated Indonesian agriculture businessmen and related stakeholders, which had worked together with the government in realizing their self-sufficiency in Indonesia. Nevertheless, the president hoped the farmers would not only produce agricultural commodities for consumption, but also for export. Meanwhile, IRI Director General Zhang Bali said the achievement for the president was given because fundamentally Indonesia has a high index of rice self-sufficiency that needs recognition. Zhang Bali further said Indonesia is an example because amid the pandemic that strongly affected many countries, Indonesia successfully increased the productivity and achieved self-sufficiency. Indonesia has not imported rice for the last 3 years. Meanwhile, Agriculture Minister Sahrul Yassin Limpo in his statement said the award from IRI was a gift for Indonesia on her 77th anniversary.
Coba mengabadikan.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, Banyuwangi, a regency on the eastern tip of Java Island, is rich in natural charm, especially its beach. If you want to enjoy the beauty of the underwater world, the Bangsering Underwater Banyuwangi Tour is one of the best recommendations to try. Bangsering is able to attract the admiration of anyone, both domestic and foreign tourists. The marine park is completely preserved. The biodiversity with various types of colorful fish enriches the underwater beauty. Bangsering Underwater, or commonly abbreviated as Bunder, is a natural tourism site based on coral reef conservation. There are natural coral reefs, some are artificial. This tourism spot was created as a result of the hard work of local village fishermen. One of the main attractions of Bangsering Beach is the Bangsering Floating House. This floating house in the middle of the beach with an area of 27 by 7 meters will keep you busy with many activities. You can start the fun by taking boat to reach it. You can even go back there by canoe or banana boat from this place and explore the surroundings. Here, there are around 17 canoes and 4 banana boats. The Bangsering Floating House is a place for taming sharks placed in several cages. Located slightly to the middle of the sea, the sharks can survive comfortably. If interested, it's okay to enjoy the sensation of swimming with them. In addition to having complete diving equipment available, you will also be guided by divers, who, of course, prioritize the safety of their visitors. So, you will be brave and calm when the brown sharks start greeting you by circling around you. As a natural tourism attraction that continues to be developed, Bangsering Underwater continues to provide various facilities. So far, various facilities have been available, ranging from gazebos, provision of snorkeling equipment, underwater cameras, to chasing waterproof. There are also places to rent water sports, such as canoes and banana boats. There is also a traditional boat rental place for those who want to continue their tour to Tabuhan Island. If you want to stay overnight, there are various hotels and inns around Bangsering Beach, Banyuwangi. Bangsering Underwater Tourism Object is located about 20 kilometers to the north of Banyuwangi City. The best way to get there is via Banyuwangi Baru Station. If you take a bus, you can continue to Sri Tanjung Terminal and take a bus to Situbondo, then get off at Bangsering Highway. From the highway, the beach location is still 1.5 kilometers away, and the entrance route is rather small. You can take a motorcycle taxi at Banyuwangi Station or use an online ojek. That's Indonesian Wonder.
terjadi kesempatan yang tak mungkin. Bahagia menjadi dilema yang harus kupilih. Hati hanya satu untuk dimiliki, namun dua cinta menghampiri. Harus kata sempurna untuk dijalani. Cinta takkan pernah salah, hanya waktunya tak tepat. Cinta kan mengerti dan memilih yang terbaik untuk kita. Bahagia menjadi dilema yang harus ku pilih. Hati hanya satu untuk dimiliki, namun dua cinta menghampiri. Haruskah terbagi walau takkan
listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia in the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about kehilangan barang, which means losing an object. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Saya Pergi ke Toilet Setelah Makan. Saya pergi ke toilet setelah makan, which means I go to toilet after eating. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a security officer. Dev informs about a chronology when he lost his jacket at Kota Tua by using intra-sentence conjunction.
Kemana saja Anda pergi tadi?
Saya pergi ke toilet setelah makan.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya, which means I. Pergi ke toilet, which means go to toilet. Setelah, which means after. Makan, which means eating. Saya pergi ke toilet setelah makan. Saya pergi ke toilet setelah makan, which means I went to toilet after eating. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya pergi ke toilet setelah makan. Saya pergi ke toilet setelah makan, which means I went to toilet after eating. In the sentence, there is a conjunction setelah, which means after. Conjunction functions as a coherence between words or sentences. The conjunction setelah, which means after, serves to connect two statements or activities chronologically in a sentence. In the sentence, the activity pergi ke toilet, which means going to toilet, is done after the activity makan, which means eating. To state a chronology, the sentence part which has the conjunction setelah, which means after, can be also placed in the beginning of the sentence. For example, setelah makan, saya pergi ke toilet. Setelah makan, saya pergi ke toilet, which means after eating, I went to toilet. To connect two activities chronologically in a sentence, you can use the conjunctions lalu, and kemudian, which mean then. Sesudah, which means after, and sebelum, which means before. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kemana saja Anda pergi tadi?
Saya pergi ke toilet setelah makan.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Tiap kaki melangkah di hadapmu dinda, adakah sedikit getar hati terasa saat senyum terlukis di wajahmu cinta? Adakah wajahku hadir dalam semesta meski ku bukan siapa-siapa, namun ingin hati sekedar hadir menyapa cinta, memastikan kau terjaga dalam lembayung jingga.
berharap nyawaku ada selintas di dalam senjamu. Oh, 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 Adinda, di mata ini kau terindah. Meskipun belum tentu kau tahu aku ada, mungkin kau hanya memandang aku sebelah mata. Tapi aku tak peduli itu, ku tahu ku jauh dari nomor satu. Diriku bukan siapa-siapa, namun ingin hati sekedar hadir menyapa. Cinta, biarkanlah suka yang kini ku rasa tetap jadi sebuah angan yang masih rahasia. Namun jangan sia-sia selintas di dalam senjamu. Biarlah ku pendam rasa sendiri.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in commemorating the 77th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Manuk Dadali. The song Manuk Dadali is a popular song from West Java. The song was composed by Sambas Mangundikarta in 1960s. Manuk Dadali means Burung Garuda, an ancient mythical bird from the country's historical epics. The lyrics tell about the nationalism spirit and the national symbol of Indonesia, Burung Garuda. The lyrics also invite Indonesian people to live side by side harmoniously. Well, listener, here is the song Manuk Dadali by Ati Surya. Happy listening!
Meset ngepung luhur sesat ngapung luhur jauh di awang.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.